And welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Bronze Roofing, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, and the Belleville Meat Market. All right. Weather 78 down on island this morning. A little cooler. Feels like 80. Today looks like thunderstorms. Some locally heavy rains. They'll become more isolated during the afternoon hours, but high of only 84 today with north-northeast winds 5 to 10. That'll feel good. Chance of rain 80%. 1 to 2 inches of rain could be expected down on the island today. And then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing overnight with a low of 78. East-northeast winds 5 to 10. Rain chance 50%. And then for tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, then mainly cloudy. Later in the day, with a high around 85, northeast winds 5 to 10. That rain chance tomorrow will be a whopping 50%. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. There's four of them. We have a high going to occur at 6:15 a.m. That's a 1.5. Then a low at 10:45 a.m., a 1.3. A high at 2:46 p.m., a 1.5. And then a low at 10:46 p.m., a negative 0.1. 6:52 a.m. is sunrise, 7:52 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is 2%. New moon tomorrow night. And current conditions, right now the buoy offshore 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have 86 degrees with 89 degree water, an east wind at 9 to 13 miles per hour, and at Eagle Point inside the bay, we have a north wind at 3 to 5, and our air and water temperature is not available there this morning for whatever reason. And Morgan's Point, it's 79 degrees with 88 degree water with north-northwest wind at 6 to 7 miles per hour. So it's kind of where we stand with our wind, weather, and tides. A lot of thunder bumping going on during the nighttime hours last night, but a lot of people need some of this rain. All right, speaking of rain, let's run up to Lake Livingston and check in with our good friend Jody Blair at Pinwall Campground and Marina and see what's going on Lake Livingston for the weekend. Jody, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. So things, it's basically the same. We do have some rain, but it's been coming in like sporadically. It'll be clear and blue, and next thing you know, it just turns gray, thunder booming, but not much rain. And when we get it, it's just in spurts. So yeah. I'm thinking that's going to be changing. But that rain has cooled the water down just slightly. It's down to about 87. It's about 21 feet above pool right now. So the fishing's pretty much the same as last week. You know, good in the mornings and the late afternoons. The schooling fish right after daylight in the evenings. The white bass, they're still hitting about 6 to 17 feet and can be caught on the humps at 24 to 30, like same as last week. So
Right. Not
really much has changed in that area. It's just, you know, we're waiting for that cool front to come in and cool that weather down so the water will cool down.
You got
and then
that
we
right.
Get that exciting fall fishing coming in.
I'm telling you. Yeah, those white bass, man, they just bite all year long. They tear it.
They do. And still the same. Hardly any. I mean, I haven't heard any news on the stripers. You know, the white bass, they're still getting caught. They're coming in about 6 to 17 feet, but yeah. On the humps, 24 to 30.
Yeah.
So, and the water level, the lake's actually at 99% full right now. So the mean water level, it's up to 131 feet. So it's raising.
Yeah, it's right there at normal pool then. That's good.
Yep.
That's good news
yep.
for me. I don't have any water coming at me in Trinity.
Water body. Coming down, right? Messing
I
up
like
your salt
that.
Water.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Well,
so it's,
heard any,
it's been...
Heard any catfish or crappie action to speak of?
Well, with the water cooling down just slightly, there has been a little bit, kind of like last week, before it started cooling down. What was odd is they were, you know, catching them here and there then. And so with the water cooling down now, a lot of people, they're coming in more to do bank fishing than launching, because apparently they're coming in and they're staying around the water's edge and in those, you know, the slough is what it's called. I think that's what everybody calls it, the slough down there at Pinwall.
Yeah,
they're catching. We're getting kind of busy down there. I see a lot of shore fishing and stuff like that. So they don't really report to me. They just get excited and, you know, wave on their way out. So yeah. I need to start making it an obligation. When y'all come in and get your little pass, make sure you come back and tell me how it was so I can keep track.
Yeah, that there's times in the spring when the crappie runs pretty good in there. Harry used to tell me about, you know, some nice crappie being caught at times in the slough.
We start getting really busy in that slough right about April. And you'll look out there, like this past season, I looked out there, and we'd had like 7 or 8 boats piled up in there. And then, you know, they would see them kind of spread out and go in their own little ways. And then around October, I came in to Pinwall in November, so I didn't get to see the October. So apparently in October, they rush back out like April. And they stick around till, you know, November. And when it gets really cold, then it kind of just goes quiet.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So, yep. So I don't have any, you know, down notes about the water and the kitchen. People seem to be happy and keep coming back. So obviously they know they're good spots.
Well, and we do have school started back, and it's kind of slowed up a little bit. Not a lot of traffic right now. And
just a little bit, but, you know, that's when all the retired ones will come out and have the lake to themselves, because, you know, mom and daddy's busy with school, and, you know, then when you got football and soccer and all that catching up to them for the weekends. So the retired ones that live on the lake, that's when they get to kind of take their area back just a little bit from the tourist. So they enjoy that.
Yeah, it reminds me of Grumpy Old Men, the movie, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they live for.
That was a good one.
Fishing, yeah.
Yeah.
But, pretty good. They liked it when they had the whole lake to themselves.
To themselves, yep. Yeah, and I have a couple of those. They'll come out and they're like, well, I don't have to fight for my spot today. And they just seem like you can see a glow about them. It's funny. Yeah. It's so funny. I love it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we have
to get to Pinwall real quick. I just had a listener. Uh-huh. How do you get to Pinwall Marina? Well, it's off 190. What's the road you turn on? I know how to get there. I just don't know the name of the road to turn off.
I want to say I'm from Deer Park, so we had names on our roads. They have numbers here, so I want to say it was like 2350. I'll have to get that for you. I'm getting totally
roads,
wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2352 or something like that.
Right.
I know it's the exit, like you're coming on 190, like you're going to on Alaska, and then you take that little exit that takes you up on that hill going towards Blanchard. And then we're right just a few miles down that way on the right-hand side.
Take a right.
So
pull in.
Right. That's it. And just keep going all the way down. People are like, can we go down that road? I said, that road leads you to us. Yes, you may.
Yes,
keep
you
on
may.
Going.
You bet. How's your bait situation for the weekend? Plenty of minnows.
It's pretty good. I'm full. I've got a whole. I just got a fresh delivery on Tuesday of the minnows, so I've got plenty of those. I'm stocked up on the glowworms, on the night crawlers. I still have a freezer full of the, you know, chicken livers and chicken hearts. So I'm pretty well to do on bait this weekend.
Well, that's good. Well,
yeah.
Good
so I'm looking for an exciting fishing weekend. Like I said, those locals, they're really wanting to take the lake back, and they're gonna come on out in droves, and I'm looking forward to it.
And you have a fuel dock, and you have 2 boat ramps, correct?
We do. I just had a fresh delivery of the 91 octane ethanol free. I had that come in yesterday, so we're completely filled up on that. No chance of running out.
How much does that cost in a gallon these days?
Right now, we're selling it for $3.35 a gallon.
$3.35? That's not bad for the good stuff.
Right.
That is the good stuff.
That is. That is. That's the one that they'll come in, and right before they go to, you know, put their boat up for the season, they'll fill it back up just so it doesn't sit on empty. So we try to keep it stocked up, you know, so no one has to go elsewhere.
Do you have any RV spots available?
We do. We're running a really good incentive right now. So if you come in for 6 months, you get a month free. If you come in for a year, you get 2 months free.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. And if you're one of our fabulous residents, you refer someone, they throw your name out there on approval and on a signed lease, they get a month free, plus the new resident gets that 1 month or 2 months free, depending on their the length of their lease.
Neat. All right.
So, yeah. Got some good things going on. And then our little, like, there's some people that'll come in and they just want to, you know, explore the lake and see the campgrounds, but they don't have any watercrafts. We have a neighboring company down from down at Indian Hills, Lake Life Service Company. They offer jet skis and pontoon boats, any type of watercraft that anybody's looking for.
Oh, you could rent that.
I give them a call. Yeah, I'll give them a call. They'll bring it down, deliver it for them. They, you know, pay them through there. They can rent it however long they want, and they get to enjoy the lake on a different level. So it's a really good company that we're kind of, I don't want to say we're in partners with, but they scratch my back and I scratch theirs.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, people will come in. They're like, you know where we can get water, gas on the water? And they're like, yeah, just go around the corner. Go to Pinwall. Tell them we sent you. And so when someone else comes in, you know, do y'all have any, you know, water crafts that y'all rent? And I'm like, well, we don't, but I have a great company on the street that they will bring it right to you.
They'll bring it right over there to Pinwall then.
They sure will.
That's good service there.
Yeah. It is, and they're great guys. Bob and Larry, they've got a good thing going on over there. And they just opened their own little craft brewery. So people can pull in, you know, enjoy a craft beer and be on their way.
Neat. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're
pretty
good people.
Do you have any guides that run locally out of there?
I don't have any that run locally out of mine. I do have one that will come in and launch and go pick people up. I do need to get his number, though, because the people that stay with us, they normally bring their boats, and they know exactly what they're there for and where to go. I haven't had anybody request it, but if I do, I would like to have someone on, you know, on hand that I can recommend out. So I need to do my homework on that one.
Well, that's all right. But, that's a cool deal. Well, hey, if
everything's
somebody wants
good.
To give you a call, or do you have a website or anything like that to come up to Pinwall and check it out, how do they get a hold of you, Jody?
The number is 936-20. Oh, that's my. I'm fixing to give you my cell number. 936-209-4819, and that'll get me in my office. I'll be there right now. It's Tuesday through Saturday, but once we hit September, we'll go back to Monday through Saturday, and I'll be there Monday through Friday. So the store will only be open on Saturdays, but the office will be open Monday through Friday. So you can give me a call on those days. And then our website is Pinwall, Pennwaugh Resort. No, RV Resort. I haven't had all my coffee this morning.
Well,
let me start
early.
Over.
It's early.
It's going to be PinwallRVResort.com. And then my website to the office is going to be the Pinwall Resort at WGPPM.com. So either way, reach us all three ways, or just come on by, stop on by, and we'll let you, you know, drive around. I'll give you a map, see what interests you, and we'll go from there.
Check it out. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Jody, I appreciate the update from Pinwall. So you have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
You as well. See you then.
All right. See you. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bronze Roofing. You know, Bronze Roofing's been in business 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs. They have free estimates, and they're open 7 days a week. That's right, 7 days a week. You can call anytime. You can get seen the same day for quick service, and each roof comes with a 15-year warranty. And Bronze works with your insurance company to guide customers through the process. It saves a lot of headaches for you. They know what to do and how to handle things. So visit bronzeroofing.com, or you can call 713-645-0505. That's Bronze Roofing. Good morning, and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, we've got time for a quick star tournament update. This is for the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. Still the same two tags. That's all that's been turned in. Gary Merchant of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. That's for a truck and boat package. the whole nine yards. Blue Tag Division, that's for a transport boat, Mercury, coastline package. We have five tags in that. Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, Brian Cook of Dripping Springs, and Alfred Williams of Bay City. And that's pretty much it. Out of all the tagged reds swimming around, there's only been seven caught that were in the tournament anyway. Real quick, Sheephead leader Eric Harper still hanging in there with a 9-10 of Houston. And then Cherie Andrada of Crosby, gaff top 6 pounds, 14 ounces. Jason Smith of Sour Lake, black drum, 17 pounds, 2 ounces. And Kingfish, Leslie Maven of Grosbeck, 51 pounds, 4 ounces. And Dorado, Omar Casada of Alvin, a 42-pound, 4-ounce Dorado. And Ling Cobia, Cody Milton of Corpus, 93 pounds, 5 ounces. And Red Snapper, Joseph Hansen, still leading with a 25-pound, 8-ounce Red Snapper. So that's it. All right, now let's run up to Fayette County, check in with our good friend, Mr. Bob Green, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bob. What's up?
Well, good morning. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm here, buddy. I'm here.
Yeah, finer than frog hair. There you go.
Finer than frog hair. Yeah. You got it.
Can't get any better than that. Well, I didn't get on the water this week because I'm doing that stupid physical therapy.
Uh-oh.
I haven't talked to you since Friday. Oh, it's that same thing it did 5 years ago. They've got to go back in there and put those bolts in, stop the hip from moving, the hip bone.
Oh, man.
You know, and then right now I just got to go through, you got to go through all this stuff again for about 4 to 6 weeks to get anything authorized for Medicare. So,
well, hopefully
anyway,
get you lined out before the fall fishing season gets going, man.
Well, you know, right now this is nearly identical to 5 years ago. It kind of started acting up in August, and then I think they had me. I finally got back on water around December. Or,
dang.
No, we're in December. January. It might have been January. You know, to get me, at least get me in there for the, you know, when it cools off a little
bit.
Yeah,
for the good run. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've already got my February, March, April, May already booked from the same guys that book every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, hopefully we'll, you know, see if this stuff works.
How did you mess that hip up originally? Did you fall in the boat or something like that, or what?
Oh gosh, you know they'll always ask you, well, what did you do to you know, complicate right. your back? Well, let's see, you know, I sat in a police car for 20 something years. You know, they always said the gun belt's really good for you, you know.
Yeah.
And just, you know, everyday life, you know, give me a break. You know, we you know, we working,
yeah,
people
stuff
we
wears work out, man.
Yeah, that, when the emergency room that night said, well, let's see, we didn't see anything crushed, but your back unit has really showed some wear and tear. I said, yeah, okay, well, you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happens. But yeah, you know, I fell. I broke three ribs one year. It just, gosh, anything and everything. This what irritated this was I bottomed out on some kind of a hole or a rut when I was mowing, and I mean it sent a shockwave all the way to my backbone, your neck bone. So
yeah, I've been having lower back issues after a real bad boat ride this summer. Real rough.
Oh yeah,
nasty boat ride. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you can hit them just right also. So I'm glad I'm not into that. I don't like letting the boat set up this long, you know. So
no,
I've just got to pick a day when I can go, and you know, one of the kids come up here, and grandson will go out and just idle it around a little bit, and you know, okay, worst thing you can do, let it just sit there.
True.
Yeah.
Well, just make sure it's full of gas.
I always keep it full.
Yeah, I do too. I always top mine off.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, it hurts too much to let it go dry and then start filling it up.
That's pretty good, when that little gas bill, man, fill it all the way up when it's empty.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's... I try not to do that. Don't ever let the truck and the boat get empty at the same time. that gets pretty bad. So, but the fishing report's going to be same as what it's going to be for the next few weeks anyway.
Right.
You know, 95, 96 degrees. Now it felt pretty good a couple of mornings this week.
It was
showing the temperature. It was supposed to be a little cooler, and it was. So, that good in itself. And I didn't get to talk to anybody this week to see how bad. You know, I told you last week there was some fish floating. We've got reports. You know, shad were floating, a few bass were floating, thinking that that water had turned over a little bit again. So
yeah, it'll turn over. It gets hot. The oxygen leaves. It's. I'm waiting to see some shad kills around here, but so far I hadn't seen any. We got a ton of shad this year. What a crop coming out.
I thought maybe this year as many shad I've seen moving around. You know, like I say, I haven't been on the water in over 2 weeks. But actually, I felt, you know, I moved around a little bit yesterday, but what's wrong is not going to heal itself. It's somehow that hits that nerve. So they put them screws there and stop it from moving.
Yeah.
But they never had any problem, you know, moving around a little bit. Otherwise, I didn't lose hardly any range of motion, you know, with it. Except for the left sock. Left sock takes a little bit of, you know, pulling the leg up a little bit and all. But, yeah. I got to go through this stuff first for anywhere from about 4 to 6 weeks. And then you go in and get the shots in your lower back, and you get about four of those. And then the very last one, they say, well, you got to have a relief in your back the next hour or something like that. And if you're still hurting after an hour, then that's it. They send you to the surgeon.
Time to open you up. Boy, that's what you want to avoid too, man.
And you know, the worst part of that, it wasn't so much the surgery looked terrible. You know, you bruised from your hip all the way down to your kneecap. It's a pain in the butt, and you still can't put any weight on that leg at all for, I think it's 7 weeks.
Good.
So that's where we're at on that. But like I say, if we get it done, you know, pretty quick, then we'll be able to get that good season in. I'll probably get my, you know, son and grandson, we'll go out and just look around and see what's going on. Then I'll know, and I'll get to talk to more people that I know and trust anyway.
How's your buddy Mark doing?
Mark, I talked to him the other day. You know, I think he was just about starving himself to death. His everything's looking better. His heart's building up.
Yeah.
I think he was just about starving himself, trying to eat right and the right kind of foods, but he wasn't getting the nutrients that you get out of eating bad once in a while.
Yeah.
So one day he had Mexican food. He said, I kept it down. So then I tried a burger, you know. But anyway, he's improving. Let's just put it that way.
Well, that's good.
That's great. You know, so I check on him every other day. He's staying there, you know, close to the medical centers and place like that, because they're monitoring, you know, 24 hours a day.
Close eye on him. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, Rough. The problem is he's a working guy, and he wants to be busy. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, tough on him that way.
I know some guys like that. They don't want to lay down.
No.
Want to keep going.
That's right. But we'll just keep praying for him and talking to him. See what's
all right,
going
my
on.
Friend. Well, hey, but, if somebody wants to give you a call, give them a number so they can reach you, my friend.
Yeah, well, cell phone's the best way, and Facebook. It's 281-460-9200. Y'all have all a great right, weekend buddy. Coming up. I heard you all talking right, about the CCA stuff, too. That's
yeah,
a
that's
lot
about
of stuff
to,
still
about
out there.
To wrap up. Labor Day, that'll be the end of it.
Man, that's, somebody win them things.
That's it. All right. Somebody catch a big one. All right, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
See you, Bob.
Have a good one.
Later, man. All right. Well, Bronze Roofing. You know, folks, Bronze Roofing, they've been in business 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs. They have free estimates, and they're open 7 days a week. That's right, 7 days a week. You can call anytime, get seen the same day for quick service. And each roof comes with a 15-year warranty. And Bronze works with your insurance company so you don't have to. That'll save you a lot of headaches in the long run. And that way they can guide their customers through the process. It's real easy to find. Visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com. Or call them at 713-645-0505. Bronze Roofing. Good morning and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 434 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Matagorda Way now. And do some salt water with Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, what's up?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Yeah, same here. Gonna see how the weather treats us. I see a bunch of lightning, but I can't really tell where it's at.
Well, there's a little bit offshore right now. They hadn't started building up yet.
No, you know, I know. The future cast shows like 9 o'clock. It looks bad, but I don't, that future cast is never, you don't know how right that is.
Well, they're popping up around me now. A while ago, there was hardly anything, and now they're coming down the west side of our bay system between Lake Jackson and headed towards the loop.
Yeah,
west bay,
it showed
all up that west side.
Yeah, it showed pretty rain, like solid red and yellow at like 9 o'clock in Matagorda. But like I said, that future cast is not very accurate sometimes.
But, no, I watch it every day, and you put it in motion, and it shows you now, and then what it's going to be an hour from now, and then
it's
never
like
materializes.
50% of the time, it's like half the time right, maybe.
Yeah.
But
oh well,
I do see lightning. I just can't even tell where it's coming from.
Yeah, there's a lot between where you're at and me over here. So they're starting to build up again. 80% chance today, by the way.
Yeah, I saw 80 and 70 or 80 tomorrow too.
Yeah, rain tonight, rain tomorrow. So
yeah, we got the women's tournament, the Laundry on the Bay, is tomorrow.
Uh oh.
So we'll have that deal going on tomorrow. Well, my
lingerie, it'll be rain suits.
Yeah, rain suits. I fish them. My ladies book me for 2 days, today and tomorrow. They always book the day before, but so we fish them. I'm supposed to fish them today and tomorrow, but yeah, there'll be. I'm not sure how many people's in it this year. I don't know how big it was. I heard it was pretty. I heard it was bigger than last year, is what I heard, but I don't know.
Cool.
I don't know.
A lot of ladies into fishing nowadays, man.
There is. Yeah, there's a lot more. You know, when I first started guiding or whatever, that's been 24 years ago.
Has it been that long already?
Yeah. I started in 2000. I got my license in 99.
Man,
so
time
flies. It's been like 25 years.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I remember when you were just a pup, man, just getting started.
Yeah, that was 2000. And
yeah.
I went full-time in about 2003 or somewhere in there. It's about when I went full-time.
Mm-hmm.
But I got my license in 99.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been a while. But I didn't hardly ever take any women back then. Like, there was never ladies. No. That it was all guys. All ever. I never, ever. Very rarely. I mean, I had one or two a year those first several years on my boat. And now, I mean, I take ladies. I take women all the time.
Yeah, look at all the lady guides now.
Yeah.
We've got some good ones. The ones that are hitting it hard, they're good.
Yeah, no, there's some good ones and a lot. Just a lot of women fish nowadays. I have women every week now. I used to barely have any a whole year, and now I have them every week. I have some. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of girls in the high school bass fishing deal. I take a lot of girls that are high school bass, that do the high school bass team.
Right.
You know, and that, you know, even when I, even just as of 4 years ago or 5 years ago when I first started doing that, I didn't hardly see any girls. And then all of a sudden, wham, now, I mean, there's girls all over that high school bass deal. And some of them are good. I mean, some of them are winning stuff.
Right.
So it's a definite change. Lots of girls. It's definitely different, but we're gonna see how it works out this week. For me, it's been let's say good and bad. I had one day that I think that was slow. I know I had one day slow. I don't remember, but then I had a couple really good days too this week. You know, we had a couple days we smoked them pretty good.
Right.
And I mean, people were, you know, there was people catching them in the surf. But then I heard a lot of slow reports in the surf too the last few days. I heard a lot of people struggled in the surf, you know. It might have got too clear, not sure, but.
Well, that happens when it gets real clear like that.
I mean, yeah, I would talk to one person and they would say, yeah, we got them in the surf. And then I'd talk to somebody else and they'd say, man, we didn't get them at all in the surf. You know, they didn't catch them at all. They struggled. But I didn't go out there much. I just stayed in the bay, you know, because the bay, when the surf gets good, everybody goes out there. The bay is totally empty.
Yeah.
And usually, rule, I mean, every time if the surf's good, most of the time the bay is too. And then you got it all to yourself. This whole week, right. Every day I went to the bay, I pretty much had it all to myself. There was nobody in the bay.
People have to go so long without fishing that surf. They want to be there. They want to fish it.
Yeah.
It's never right. And then when it does get right, then that's what everybody wants to do because it is.
Yep.
There's something about catching those surf runners, buddy. Yeah. They're strong.
They're strong. They're crazy,
and
too.
They're really good eating, too. You like eating fish. That's,
yeah.
They just have such a better taste to them.
Yeah, there's nothing like a topwater surf fish. I mean, you catch one on topwater out there, it just goes crazy.
They got an attitude.
Yeah, mean? They got an attitude. But that bay was great. I mean, it was, you know, one day, I swear, I think I went the whole day in East Bay. I never even saw another boat.
That's crazy.
That one day. I never saw a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had it all to myself and catching fish. So, I don't know. There has been this survey boat. I don't know what, it's a Cabot, like a little, it's a pretty good size, and I say little, but it's a pretty decent sized boat, and it's got a cabin on it, and it says survey on the side.
Yeah.
And that thing's been coming through East Bay, and it runs right over every reef we fish. Like, it just runs right down the middle. It'll run right over your reef right when you're out there drifting. I don't know what they're doing.
Is it a Corps of Engineers boat or what?
It kind of looks like that, but all it says is survey on the side.
They're probably charting everything. I see them a lot over this way, you know, like on the ship channel before they start a dredging project or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll zigzag back and forth, you know, charting everything with their bottom machine.
Well, there's one reef that we've been fishing lately, another guy named Glenn. He almost ran right over him while he was drifting. He ran right beside him. Same with me. One day, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday this week, I don't remember which one, but I was out there drifting. It was about 10:30 or 11, and no boat in the bay. And I'm sitting, I mean, not a boat anywhere in sight. And I hear a boat running, and I'm sitting there, and I'll look, and I can see a boat coming at me way in the distance. I said, well, there's a boat, first boat I've seen in a while, and it just keeps coming right at me, and I go, and I see it. It's that big cabin survey boat, and he really literally drives, I don't know, maybe 100 yards down the side of me, but he runs right over the reef I'm drifting on.
Right.
All the water in the whole bay. There's not a single other boat, and he just runs right down that reef and beside me, and he kept going. I don't know where he was headed.
Teach that cat some manners.
He just kept going. He ran all the way back towards like the southwest pocket of the bay. Yeah, he just kept running. I never saw him come back either, but we had seen him earlier, you know, come back and forth. Anyway, he zigzags over. He tends to go to the reefs that you're fishing on, or, you know, I don't know what he's looking for.
I don't either. I can't help you on that one.
He doesn't care about fishermen, I can tell you that.
No.
But same old thing, sharks are still bad in East Bay. I've seen a couple of every week.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're the worst I've ever seen them. And the biggest ones I've ever seen. I never used to see big ones. And, I mean, there's 5-6 footers out there now.
Yeah, sound like big old bull sharks.
Man, they'll freak you out. You'll be out there drifting, and it's quiet, calm, and one will just explode beside you or fly out of the water, something crazy.
Well, that reminds me, you know, we didn't see many sharks back in the day, we thought. And my brother-in-law and I, we were wade fishing a tip in a Little Hodges. We were wearing them out. I mean, catching some beautiful fish. And all of a sudden, I bet you 50 to 80 slicks popped up, and it was a school of black tips. They weren't bulls, they were black tips. There must have been 500 sharks in that school, swam right through us, chased all those fish off that reef.
Yeah.
And I looked at Pete, and I said, man, reel that stringer up tight. Let's go back to the boat. I'm out of here, man. I mean, there was some snapping going on. That was way back in the day. Water was air clear. Yeah. You could see every one of them. It was nasty.
Yeah. They're nasty.
Yeah. I didn't believe that.
One of my buddies was wading a surf this week down by Sargent, Mitchell's Cut, and he was out there. He said he was standing on the second bar, or first bar, whatever. I mean, he went through the first gut and was standing on the bar, and he said he turned around and seen a big shadow, and he looked. He said it was about a 5 or 6 footer going down the first gut right behind him.
Right.
He said it was. It's kind of, you know, it spooked him, but it didn't ever turn. It just kept cruising.
Just kept going. That's
cool. Yeah. But he said he went ahead, got on out of the water. He said he went ahead and moved.
We used to we'd put our rod in our mouth and dog paddle through the. We'd get out to the second bar and then dog paddle through that third gut, you know, to get to the third bar. Because those fish would be way out deep. And it'd be about a little under chest deep on that bar back then. And, man, when them sharks would move in out there, you had to dog paddle back through them and then walk all the way into the beach. And that was nerve-wracking. Stringer full of fish, and you're going, oh, man, I'm just live bait out here.
I know. And I remember growing up fishing the surf a lot, and we fished out of Sargent and then Surfside, too. We'd do Surfside to Sargent. And over there, it was more of a defined, like you could get everybody waded out to the third bar. You know, that's where you wanted to go.
Yeah, can you even get out to the third bar anymore?
Yeah, not in Matagorda there. You're not going to wade out to the third bar.
I don't hear much about it in Galveston anymore either, or Bolivar.
No, it's different. It's not the same.
Except the Bolivar Pocket. I mean, you got a million guts and sandbars. You can wade way out, you know, in the Bolivar Pocket. But that's a shark.
I remember, growing up in Sargent, on that Sargent side of Mitchell's Cut, between Sargent and the Bernard, you know, there used to be 3 defined guts. I mean, you could get out to the third bar, and that's where everybody went, but it's a little different now. And now everybody's in, you know, when we fish now, I catch most of my fish up on the beach, you know, the first gut.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, I hit, first thing in the morning, that's where
That's where we always caught them. You know, early we'd catch them in the first gut, but then they'd move out. The sun got up, they kept moving out deeper.
And I think they do that same thing. I just think the bars are different now.
Exactly. All right, Tommy.
I don't know.
I got to run. Good luck with your lingerie thing. And I hope things work out weather-wise for you. But
hey, yes, sir.
It's fishing. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you and come down to Matagorda.
Yes, sir. They can get me on my phone, text me, or leave a message at 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Have a good weekend. Good luck to you. Y'all catch them up.
All right, Mickey. Talk to you later.
All right.
All right.
All right, let's hop down the coast. Let's go down to South Padre now and check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, man?
Morning, sir. How you doing today?
Couldn't be better. What's up with you?
All right. No, I'm just getting ready. Got a couple of buddies in town for a few days, and we're chasing some big tarpon. And we're just, you know, loading up the gear at the house, getting ready to head out for a long day on the water. We're doing a full day today. We're heading out for the morning, coming in for maybe an hour and a half lunch break, and then heading right back out.
There you go. Hit them poons, man. You've been doing
good? Yes, sir. I got it. We have been. This week has been a little bit slow, but, you know, my buddy, he's caught a lot of tarpon with me before, and we're really just chasing giant fish. You know,
he
comes down every year, and the goal is to try to catch 200-pound tarpon, you know. So we're not sitting at the tip of the jetties, you know, throwing for the 30-pounders and 40-pounders and stuff like that. You know, we're dragging 24-inch live skipjacks around and throwing 8-inch lures and pods of gigantic fish that just don't want to eat for some reason too well. We've been hooking one or two fish a day. We've also, they've been dredging our inlet for 4 months, and they just, for some reason, they haven't been dredging it the last like 4 days, and our jetty water has gotten really pretty, real clear, maybe 20 foot of viz, and it just been loaded up with kingfish and some bull reds got in there, you know, just all the stuff that usually goes to the jetty.
Right.
So, you know, you'll be trolling around, trying to catch a big tarpon out there on the beach. And, you finish your troll and you pull your rod in, and there's literally not even a hook on there. Like, the kingfish ate it so quickly that it didn't even pull out one click of drag, you know, like it popped the line so fast.
Mm-hmm.
That it won't even click one drag, you know. So you've been doing your whole drift, wonder why you weren't getting a bite, but you didn't even have a hook on the line. So, and it's pretty amazing to think that a fish that big could pop 130-pound leader without even pulling a click of drag out, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Pretty nuts.
So yeah, we're just avoiding that. We're trying to escape the kingfish and stuff like that, and try to get on those tarpon, you know, find the bait balls and try to catch them, you know. But like I said, for some reason, the past few days, the fish haven't been, there has not been a ton of fish on the beach, and they're just, when I do find good schools of fish, they haven't been eating a lot, so.
Yeah.
They got to give one of these days here soon, so. I'm sure
today
is going to be the day.
What kind of bait balls are you keying on? What kind of bait is it?
They're menhaden. Big balls of menhaden.
Yeah.
There's also really big, I've been fishing really big, I talked to you about it probably last week, bait balls like the size of a house,
mm-hmm.
of like basically mostly ribbon fish, but they're on the bottom and they're not really on the surface. There's other things mixed in. I throw the cast net in there and I'll pull
that
up
probably
like a couple croakers.
Why y'all got a lot of kingfish. You got a lot of ribbon fish. You got some kings, man. They love ribbon fish.
Yep. This has been the summer of ribbons. It's been weird. Like I've
How
never seen
that?
This many. So in the bay, we've got in the bay this year, like in June, July, I was chasing trout underneath schools of ribbon fish. I don't know if you remember me talking to you about that. My fiance's parents were in town. All these schools of ribbon fish, like the size of basketballs. And they were even like using the boat for like cover from like fish and from the seagulls and stuff. And that's how
like
I could
shrimp
see.
Do when we're working birds up here. Oh, shrimp.
Yeah, they're small
right
ribbon
boat,
fish.
Man.
Yeah, not the giant ones, just small, like 10, 11 inch ribbon fish. and they're just balled up, you know. And then, but then you get out to the beach and I see them on my screen. I see every once in a while something will come up to the surface, or a seagull dive down a turn and come up with one, but I'll see them on the screen thick. So I've been throwing lots of, like, I had my friend from AM Fishing Lures custom make me a color, you know, like a complete silver glitter, glittered out silver glitter, as much glitter. I was like, as much glitter as you can put in there, dude, and have it still be considered plastic, you know?
Right.
So I've been trying to match the hatch with that to get those fish to eat that big old silver lure, and it's been working pretty good, you know?
Cool.
But for some reason, those tarpon seem to really like those crazy colors. I'll see blog, make a post on Facebook or something. It's got a orange jig head, green lure, orange tail. I'm like, gosh dang, yeah. The most craziest stuff, you know, they seem to like.
Fire tiger. I mean, you know, fire tail.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you know I'm a chartreuse kind of guy, so all of my stuff tends to have chartreuse in it. So I'm throwing that super silvery, shiny one right now, but I still got a chartreuse jig head on there, so.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. You know, our current shifted. You know, normally that current is running north. The past few days, the current has been running south, which supposedly that's probably what brought in that really clear water for us.
It has up here. Our beach water is so clean, man.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool. Yeah, I'm not sure what is bringing it, but causing that, if it's that big hurricane out there or what. You know, I didn't think that hurricanes could affect us, the ones that are all the way across the country and stuff, until last year when those storms hit Florida and we had freaking 10-foot surf here for like 8 days. Remember that?
I remember that. Man, there was a great swell off of that.
So now if something starts happening here, I blame a storm on the other side of the country, you know. Just another fishing guide. It's another fishing guide excuse. They shouldn't have opened that one up to me.
It's
that storm
excuses.
In New York's making the bite slow. That's what I'm telling
That's
everybody.
Well, it is, we're in the height of the season now. We're towards the end of August, so we got about another month and a half to be on edge, keep an eye on the tropics.
So far, so good. Every time I open up my social media and I see some post from a meteorologist, I just scroll right past it and hope it has nothing to do with me.
It's scare tactics. I see that all the time. I just scroll over it.
You must need to sell some toilet paper or something, huh?
Yeah, sell something.
Get everybody
but anybody
panic
that
buying
lives
at the
along
store.
This coast, as long as we have, everybody's already prepared. You know, everybody stocked up before hurricane season starts. They know.
Yep. And I've been the sacrificial family member for my whole life, the one who gets to stay home and protect the house while the family goes out on a little mini vacation, like 2 hours away, and stays in a hotel.
Right. You brave the
elements. I'm the one sitting in the living room with the shotgun.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, Bram. Well, hey, I hope y'all get your buddy a big one today. Get you one over two. That'll be sweet.
I hope so. If I do, I'll send you a picture first thing.
I'll be waiting steadily by the phone, man. Well, look, brother, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you, Brian.
Sure. Fastest way would be through my cell phone. Call or text, area code 956-755-9413. Or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right. We'll be seeing you, buddy. Good luck to y'all today. Catch them up.
Thank you, sir.
See you. Thank you. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.